On this edition of USU Extension's Ask an Expert, tips for creating a successful blended family by Jonathan Swinton, USU Extension relationship and mental health expert. The term blended family highlights the unique challenge of finding acceptable ways to blend the lives, experiences, expectations, and dreams of parents who remarry and the children involved. Consider these tips for dealing with common struggles. Challenges that children experience. Divorce and blending new families can be difficult for children to navigate. The greatest struggle they face is dealing with the loss of the family they once had or hope to have, and finding ways of maintaining loyalties with the new family setup. A child may love both parents but feel uncomfortable vocalizing that with either parent. It is worse if the parents and step-parents don't get along and the kids become pawns in their disagreements. As parents and step-parents, the best thing you can do for your children is to focus on getting along with all the adults involved. You don't have to love each other, but you can be civil, and it's essential to keep the children out of your disagreements. Challenges that parents and step-parents can experience. Parenting and step-families typically involves couples joining in the middle of established parenting methods. Parenting styles include a mix of firmness, permissiveness, and kindness and hostility. If one parent is more permissive and kind while the other is firm and more harsh, problems will result. Try your best to align your methods and reach compromises. Also, children generally respond better when they're disciplined by their own parent, who should be the one to deal with difficult discipline issues. Both the parent and step-parent can manage day-to-day issues so that children can know that adults are to be respected. There's also couple relationship challenges. When couples commit and create a new blended family, they're often a bit older than your typical newlywed couple. Because of this, they come into a new relationship with more experience, opinions, traditions, expectations, and established ways of living their lives. It can be difficult to align with these realities, and one thing that can help for couples is to sit down together and discuss the parenting approaches used on them as a child and how they feel about those approaches. Then couples should discuss the methods they've used as adults and why they use them. As both partners better understand the context and reasons behind these approaches, it's easier to understand what the other is trying to do in their parenting.